You're.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 108. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. See y'all the first of all our videos. Also, hit that notification bell. We on everywhere you can stream a podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public. Anywhere you listen to a podcast, we there. Just search us up. I'm just saying, bro. But once again, we're going to get right into it because I don't know what's going on, bro. We was just talking about it off camera. I don't know what's going on with the NFL, and maybe they trying to follow the NBA lead, make something exciting, something. I don't know what's going on this year, but obviously we got to talk about all these crazy signings. Just about, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Devontae Adams got traded to the Las Vegas Raiders. And I guess you could tell me how you feel about it, and then I'll tell you, you know, I'll follow up, tell you how I feel about it, because that's wild.
Well, yeah, literally while we were sitting here getting ready to do, you mean start recording, we got the news that he got traded. I don't really know how I feel about it. I mean, because I don't know. It's like Derek Carr. I know it's a connection. They both went to, Fresno State or something like that. I think they both went to Fresno State, whatever it was. So I know it's a connection there or whatever. But I don't know. You know, sometimes Derek Carr is great. Sometimes he's horrible. So, like, I don't really know how to feel. I know that they still got Hunter Renfrow, right?
Yes.
Well, now they have two of the top five route runners in the league on their team. So, that's a good job. Both of them should be open all day. I like that. You know, the connection is there. It's not going to be, obviously, probably – Maybe it might not be as good as it was with Aaron Rodgers, but we still don't know because we've been seeing a lot of stuff going crazy with these college teammates that the connection be out of pocket. So it might be just as good or better. But I think it's a great move for the Raiders, man. You got to keep up in that division at this point. Everybody making moves, it seemed like, except the team that keep winning the division. They kind of stagnant this offseason. But yeah, man, I love the move for the Raiders. I love it for Derek Carr. I think it's a good job, man. I think it's going it should open up more things for Derek Carr. Like you were saying on the last episode, he was just in the MVP voting or won the MVP, whatever, a couple years ago. So, I mean, we're not gonna act like he don't have the talent. It's there. It just gotta be brought back to the forefront again. That's really all it is. So I like the move for them, bro. I like the move a lot. Yeah, I ain't really got much else to say about that, John. I like the move a lot. They got some weapons out there now.
Yeah, man. They're the best division in the league now. I mean, what is that? The AFC what?
AFC West.
West, yeah. But, yeah, that's the AFC West. Boy, oh, boy. That is going to be a crazy division. They might have three teams out of it. For sure, two teams are going to make it. But that's wild. They might have three teams in a division. They might. Who knows? If the Cards play out right, they might have all four teams in the playoffs. But and that's bonkers. But bro, I don't get it either. Like, I really don't. I mean, like you said, all right, he went to college with him and all that. But I mean, I don't think that's going to be even close to a comparison with his connection with Aaron Rodgers. But like you said, I don't know nothing. Like, we got to wait to see how it play out because it might be interesting and they might have something like what Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams had. You know, they don't really got to talk too much. They can look at each other and just know what each other need. Devontae is Devontae at the end of the day. And him and Hunter Renfrow together, that's a nasty duo. Because Hunter Renfrow just... The dude just know how to get open. Like, what they call him, third down Renfrow or something like that? I forgot what they call it, his nickname.
Some shit like that.
He's always open on third downs or when you need him. Like, I'm not going to say he Cooper Kupp, but he gives me Cooper Kupp vibes. Like, when I be watching him play, he's definitely not on the same level as Cooper Kupp. But if you watch him and you watch a game, this dude is always open. Like, yo, how is Hunter Renfrow always open like this? Like, what is he doing? Like, these dudes dedicate their lives to footwork and running routes and stuff, and these little white boys like out here going crazy, showing them how to really do it. So,
facts.
I mean, Devontae and Hunter Renfrow, they have the 22nd pick, so maybe you can get. Well, not maybe. They can grab one of these wide receivers. So, I don't know. Maybe you get one of these wide receivers to pair up with them too. And then, you know, you got the running game. You know, you got the tight end.
Right.
So your defense is good. Like, great. Well, great. I think it got better with them signing Chandler Jones too.
I was about to say they got Chandler. Yep.
They lost Carl Nassib, I think is his last name. They lost him, but they got Chandler Jones. So that's a upgrade at the end of the day. You know, so you don't really lose nothing. So at the end of the day, the Raiders are positioning themselves to be a contender. Obviously, like I said, I think all them teams is going to be a contender next year. You know what I'm saying? But they're looking like they're going to be serious. I don't think nobody, like you said, nobody having it with the Chiefs this year. Like, y'all not going to turn this into a dynasty. Y'all not going to be the Patriots every year. Y'all on the AFC Championship. Nobody wants to see that. You know what I'm saying? So these teams are showing that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, hey, Devontae to the Raiders. The only interesting thing about that was like the Aaron Rodgers thing. So, because reports is coming out now that Aaron Rodgers already knew, like, when he signed his contract. Like, basically, he said it was too far along. The talks was too far along for him to, like, intervene with it. So, or for them to, like, stop what was going on because Devontae didn't want to play on the tag. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what Green Bay do. Because they don't draft wide receivers. So, it's going to be real interesting to see what Green Bay do now that they lost possibly the number one receiver and wide receiver in the NFL. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, that's really all I got to say about that. I mean, it's funny though, because they still didn't bring out the details of the trade. I mean, obviously, Devontae got 5 years.
Yeah, they're talking about two prime picks. What is a prime pick? Somebody tell me what that is.
Yeah, please explain that to me. Like, I really don't get that. But when we're talking off camera, I was saying, like, maybe they gave up their first, second, and third because the picks that they have aren't that great. You know what I'm saying? They got the first, I think the first round pick is the 22nd, then they got the 53rd pick. I don't know what that third round pick is, but I mean, it has to be of some value that the Packers wanted. And possibly they're going to use one of those picks on wide receiver or just another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. So they have to at this point. I mean, you gave to do $200 million. So how are you not going to give him weapons? You done lost one of his weapons. You know what I'm saying? The craziest weapons you could have. You got to replace it with something. So it's going to be a long offseason. Who knows? Maybe Odell goes there. That's not a big, you know, Devontae and Odell, you know, not going to put up there. I don't know if it's going to be the same production because Odell's kind of, you know, on the ladder of his career. And he's getting, and that's really because of injuries. He's still young, but I'm just saying, like, he's not going to be the same dude, especially coming off another ACL or whatever. So,
right.
I mean, maybe he goes there. I don't know. I don't even know who is still out there as far as wide receivers. For them to go grab, but you never know. We've been seeing all these players getting cut that we don't expect to get cut, so who knows?
Yeah, we're gonna see. It's definitely gonna be interesting because it's obvious Odell probably not coming back to Los Angeles because they signed Allen Robinson. So that's interesting.
Why not?
I mean, you can, but you're gonna have to go for super cheap.
Yeah, 1 year deal. Why wouldn't he? My thing is but who knows? He might be. You made a lot of money though. Why not try to go chase another bull? I mean, that me personally, you know, that's just me. That's what I would do. But I ain't Odell. Obviously, I ain't nowhere near Odell. So he probably thinking, bro, probably thinking like, I'm trying to run that bag up again. I'm trying to give me another contract because it's probably going to be his last contract. Like, you know what I'm saying? If he does get a big contract, this is the last one. So I can understand that part too. He probably like, man, I'm trying to chase this bag, man. I got a bull now. Like, y'all know who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right, and I was hooping, and y'all seen how crazy the offense stagnated after I got hurt. So
yeah, with Cooper Kupp on there, yeah. So don't act like, you know what I'm saying,
like it's just Odell, all Cooper Kupp and shit.
Yeah, when Odell went out, that was a big loss for them. So I mean, who knows, bro? He might chase the bag though. He got a bowl, like I said. He proved the haters wrong. He showed them in the biggest stage. Unfortunately, he got hurt, but hey, who knows?
Packers is in trouble.
Yeah, because I heard Odell was supposedly wanting to go there last year before he chose LA.
Yeah.
Supposedly. That was like one of the destinations like he wanted that, like that he would possibly go to. I don't know how true that is, but I was reading reports on it though for sure. And they were saying that was one of the places that they was looking to because Devontae was trying to recruit him or whatever the case may be. So now Devontae gone.
We about to see though. We about to see for sure because they got to do something after trading Devontae Adams for two prime picks.
Yeah, prime picks and shit. That's hilarious.
Two prime picks. I thought they was talking about Deion Sanders.
Yeah, I don't know what the
crazy.
Hell going
what is
on
a
with that.
prime pick? But yeah, that's a good joint for the Raiders, bro. Because like we was talking about before we got on here, been a lot of other movement in the division. I mean, we could stay with the Raiders real quick though. They re-signed Max Crosby and they signed Chandler Jones. So that D line looking kind of spooky.
It already was spooky. It was already spooky, bro.
Facts. It was already spooky, but now you just signed Chandler Jones. I mean, I know he's a little bit older, but it don't look like he was slowing down no time soon. Last time I seen him on the field, so
that man got the most sacks since 2012.
That's what I'm saying. It don't look like he was slowing down no time soon. He was going crazy. So yeah.
He did like a 5-sack game last year. So something like it was like a 4 or 5-sack game. Might have been 6.
Facts.
But they D-line going to be stupid. I ain't understand them trade. I do, though, because they needed another DB. And they got Rocky Sin from the Colts. And they traded Ngakoue.
Yeah.
Yannick Ngakoue or whatever. Yep. I thought, damn, like, they D-line going to be stupid with him, too. But I get it, though. I like that. I like that trade. Like, Rocky Sin, like, he ain't the best DB, but he's a good DB. He could be your second DB. He ain't a starting. But
yeah, he could be your number two, your number three. He definitely he's playable. He's not one of these dudes that's just gonna be burnt toast out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, he's a starter. I just don't think he's a number one DB.
Oh, like, probably not. Probably not.
I'm just saying, like, he can't deal with number one wide receivers at all game.
I mean, you know, you never know, man. He might he might come up on something in practice if he got to guard Devontae every day now.
Hey man.
You're only as good as your competition. So you going against Devontae every day, you might be crazy.
Yes, sir.
But it's a couple of the teams in that division that made some moves too. We could talk about the Chargers. I mean, re-signed Mike Williams, and they made two big moves. Khalil Mack traded for Khalil Mack. Traded
crazy.
A second round draft pick and a 6th round draft pick for Khalil Mack. Crazy, like you said. And they picked up JC Jackson because the Patriots ain't want to pay.
Yo, that was the one. But I didn't get that though. Why the Patriots didn't want to pay that man? He be snapping. Like, I really don't get these organizations when they got these players and you start players and they're in their prime and they just like decide, like, I'm not, I ain't gonna pay him. Like, who do you got to replace this man? Please explain to me who you got over there that's going to replace J.C. Jackson. You lost Stephon Gilmore, J.C. Jackson. You losing all your DBs. What you going to do? I don't know. Well, you know, the Patriots always figure it out, but.
Yeah, but that's a bad joint, though, because he was like, wasn't he like the number one, number two rated corner last year?
Who?
J.C. Jackson? I know he was definitely
he had to be top up there, top three, though, because I know
he definitely
Darius
was top
Slay
three.
Was the no, he Darius Slay was one.
Okay, so he might have been 2 or 3. He definitely was top 3. Yeah. That's wild. You just let him walk. Like, did y'all offer him anything?
I'm pretty sure they probably offered him something, but it probably wasn't. He probably like, look, 56 or 84. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what you going to do?
true.
Who
true.
Knows how many more of those he going to get? So, end of the day, chase that bag, man. Some of these dudes, like, just chase the bag, bro.
That's true.
What I be feeling, bro.
Yeah.
So, it was a first and a second, bro. They gave him to this year's first and second for Devontae. So that's the 22nd pick and the 53rd pick.
That's not enough for Devontae, but I guess that's if he's not going to play, he's going to hold out. You got to get what you can for him.
That was the point. He told him he wasn't playing on the tag. So they ramped it up. Like, all right, we got to make some moves.
Basically. They should have just paid him. I don't know what's going on. Well, they said he just didn't want to play there also. So maybe that was just it. He just ain't want to play there.
Thanks.
Maybe he was done with all the with the dog and pony show with Aaron Rodgers and the organization and shit.
Nah, seriously, because Aaron Rodgers is selfish as hell. We all know that. And I think that might have had a part in it. Shit. He like Aaron Rodgers going to get a 4-year, $200 million deal, but y'all gonna make me play on a tag. Like, nah, that's it. I'm not doing that.
Facts.
But bro, we talking about these other teams in the AFC West, but I think the star of free agency so far has been the Jaguars. We talk about that off camera, but I think even though these players that they signed, like you said, they not, you know, world changers and stuff like that, but they were solid. I think it's solid pickups. You get Zay Jones, you get Christian Kirk. Contracts are ridiculous. I'm not going even combat that. Like, we ain't even got to go back and forth about that. The contract is ridiculous, especially Christian Kirk. Yeah. I think this might go down as one of the worst contracts of all time. Like, this is crazy. Like, maybe like the Kenny Golladay, John, from the Giants. It's going to be, that's how I think this is going to end up. Like, they paying this man, and they paying him more. So, I don't get it. You got Laviska Shenault over there. You got Marvin Jones over there. Who else did they have over there, John?
They done had a lot of people. They had what's the rookie boy name that they just had last year? Laviska Shenault.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Laviska Shenault. They got somebody else over there.
Marvin Jones and DJ Chark.
Yeah, but they did let him go because I think he signed a 1-year deal with Detroit. But I mean, I like the picks. Like I said, I like the pickups that they made. They went and got the linebacker from Atlanta, Alu Kong, whatever the hell his last name is. No disrespect, but they went and got him. They went and got a defensive tackle, bro. They doing what they gotta do. I guess they following the mode, like I said earlier. They following the mode of the Joe Burrow. Like, let's just get a young quarterback
and build his rookie
contract, build around him, a bunch of talent, spend a bunch of money. We got it. See what happens. Like, we know we got running backs. We got – they coming off injuries, but we know we got good running backs.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So, we can sign some wide receivers. I don't know. See how it play out. And I think what tight end did they sign? Evan Ingram.
I think
that is a good job because if they can get a healthy Evan Ingram, and that's a big if, that's going to be nasty.
Real rap. The Bears just signed Byron Pringle from the Chiefs.
Okay.
Low-key, I think that's a good joint. I like Pringle. He just don't get no opportunities.
Yeah, it's too many weapons out there. So, you know, but he caught some important touchdowns and stuff. And he be having touchdowns in games. I'd be like, yo, this dude always getting the touchdowns when I need Travis Kelce or I need Tyreek Hill to get them jumps. Like DeMarcus Robinson is like his rookie year. He's killing me. He just catch them long touchdowns and shit like out of nowhere. Like, yo, chill,
just be wide bro. Open for no reason.
Real rat. Well, we know why they open. Shit.
No, we do. You right. Yeah, we know why they open for sure. They open because Tyreek Hill out there and Travis Kelce out there.
Yeah.
Facts. But yeah, I like what the Jags did to a certain extent. I mean, I feel like they overpaid a lot of these guys, but they probably had to get them to come to Jacksonville. So I guess I just like what they did overall. You probably had to overpay these dudes to come to Jacksonville. They probably had offers that were a little bit less on the money side, but better situation-wise on the table. So it probably was just like, all right, we got to beat this offer by like $5 to $10 million to get them to come here for real. So, I mean, I understand it. I understand it for sure. I mean, I hope they ain't give Evan Ingram nothing too crazy on the 1-year contract because he either always injured or always hurt or dropping passes something.
It was something light.
I think, bro, my thing is with Evan Ingram, he might end up being one of them players that needs to be in a specific market to produce. Okay. Like, it's a little bit different when you're in New York. Now, when you're in Jacksonville, it might be, you know, less other stuff going on than New York. So, we're going to see this year. He might end up being one of them players that need the small market, or he might just end up being one of them players that was flames in college and never going to be shit in the NFL. We're going to see this year, I think. That's my biggest takeaway from the Jags. I want to see what Evan Ingram do. And I want to see what Christian Kirk do, because I feel like Christian Kirk and the boy Shenault is kind of the same receiver. So I want to see how they coexist.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Like, I'm like, yo, why they don't like Laviska Shenault? Y'all don't give him no tick. Like, let him show something. Like, and he's one of those Swiss Army knife dudes, like Debo.
Yes, he is.
Why not use him? Like, I don't understand. I feel like that.
Maybe that's how they're going to use him next year. Maybe that's how they're going to use him.
Maybe. Use him in that position.
Too many receivers.
Yeah. They're going to have to.
Somebody going to have to be a gadget player.
Yeah, the hybrid. You just come in all the packages. Hey.
Facts.
It might work, though. Hey, who knows? That's more weapons on the field with, you know what I'm saying, Trevor Lawrence. So,
It might work. I'm still waiting to see sunshine from college in the NFL. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm still waiting.
Nah, you got to give it to his, going. Bro. We all know his line is horrible, bro. Like, we ain't going to trip. That boy ain't got no time to throw the ball. Like, give him a shot. I mean, give him a chance, bro. Give him a chance.
Oh, I am. I'm waiting. I'm being patient with Trevor Lawrence. Very patient.
He ain't look like fucking, what's the boy from Zach Wilson? He ain't look, you know what I'm saying? He ain't look that bad. Like, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? He look that bad. Ain't had no damn line.
Honestly, Zach Wilson was getting lit up too, but
true.
We gonna see a lot of these rookie quarterbacks from last year. I'm excited to see what they do this year, especially our boy Justin Fields, especially him.
Yeah, he got a competent, like, you got a coach that's,
God. He's a coach now. My bad.
Damn, who is that coach? Who is that coach?
Didn't we call Matt Nagy was going to get fired before the season was over? Trash.
I think we was calling that for like two seasons.
Bro, we was calling that from the beginning of the season.
Yeah, like we did. That had to happen. He was ruining that whole team.
Coach. Let me look it up real quick. I got to.
Damn, because I know they fired.
Matt Eberflus.
You wouldn't know who that
the,
is.
He was on the Colts. He was on the Colts. He was the what's
that does nothing for me.
He was the defensive coordinator for the Colts last year. He got hired as the Chicago Bears head coach.
That defense was going crazy last year.
Their defense was going stupid.
Defense was going crazy. I understand that. Okay, all right. I just didn't know the name. Like, you said the name. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was looking too, bro. I had to keep scrolling and see where, like, what he was known for. But that defense definitely was going crazy last year.
Yeah, sure.
I like it. Anybody is better than Matt Nagy, in my opinion, right now. So, yeah, I take it.
We got to talk about Buffalo, bro, and them signing Von Miller to that fucking 6-year, $120 million.
Just about to say that. I was literally just about to say that shit, bro.
I was talking about that contract earlier with Christian Kirk. It's Von Miller, though, so I can't really say that, but you know what I mean. Like, damn, a 6-year joint? He's like 40 when he get off this joint. He's going to be like 40. I get it, but I don't. I'm signing for like a 2-year. I give you, you know, a lot of money for a 2-year joint or something like that. But it's just the 6 years that got me. I didn't understand that part of it. Like, I really didn't get that. But
I will say this. Only $51 million is guaranteed. So the rest is only $51 million is guaranteed. So the rest is through like incentives and different stuff like that. But with the way Buffalo is set up, he could hit all them incentives for real, for real. I mean, they already had a crazy defense, so it's not like he's going to be the only dude out there trying to put pressure on the quarterback. They already
got number one defense last year.
That's what I'm saying. They already got a franchise quarterback. You already got a franchise wide receiver. And you got the boy Gabriel Davis, who we not going to act like wasn't going crazy towards the end of last year.
Breakout season next year.
Still got Dawson Knox. So they set up for Von Miller to probably hit most of them incentives low-key.
And they signed another tight end.
Yeah, they signed O.J. Howard.
Yeah. That's nice. I like that. I like that. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Because Dawson Knox and OJ Howard, bro, he got too many weapons now. Now Josh Allen, it's y'all time now.
Fact.
But it's going to be hard, though, because the AFC is just, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
My thing is, I feel like they can beat. I still feel like they I'm not going to get crazy. I still feel like they could easily beat. Not easily. But I feel like they could still top the Chargers and the Raiders. I feel like the Broncos.
Do you feel like that, though?
Personally, yeah, that's how I feel. My main two concerns is still the Broncos and the Chiefs because it's still Pat Mahomes. Like, I really don't care. I get it. All these teams is gearing up because they got to, you know, you got to compete with Pat Mahomes year in and year out and Andy Reid. But I don't know. Russ going to the Broncos made a world of difference to me personally. But like the other two, I don't know. We're going to see, because Justin Herbert could take an MVP step this year.
This is what I'm saying, bro. The AFC is going to be ridiculous. It's like, it's probably going to be like the hardest since I've been watching football to like to predict anything. Like I know my early Super Bowl pick is going to be way off. Like, I mean, it was way off this year, but I was close. I almost had the teams in there, but this year in the AFC, bro, it's just so much comp, bro. I just think whoever comes out the NFC is going to get smoked on. Like, it don't even matter who come out the NFC.
Unless it's the Rams again.
Unless it's the Rams
or maybe Tampa the
Buccaneers.
Bay.
Yeah. I'm about to say the Buccaneers because they, you know, they going Tom Brady unretiring. He get on my, he's so annoying. I don't even want to talk about that. We ain't even bring that up. But yeah, he's so annoying, bro. Like, my man spent 2 months with his
bro.
Kids
I knew he was going to come back, though. I ain't saying it on here, but I knew he was going to come back, bro. That nigga Tom.
I didn't. Tom Brady, why do all of that?
Because he's not ready to retire, bro. He retired. He probably sat at home. He probably retired for his wife. And then she probably was like, what's wrong with you? He probably was like, son, you know? I don't feel like I'm done with football yet.
Bro, he done. Yes, he is.
He's
like,
not done, bro.
Bro, yes, he is, bro. Like, I hate to do this, but I want somebody to smoke something on him. Like, somebody got to tear his knee up or something. And shit. I'm tired of him, bro. Like, it's like, bro. It's getting to a point where, like, in the NBA, like, I'm getting tired of the old niggas in the NBA, too. Like, LeBron, I'm kind of getting tired of. Like, and that's my guy. Like, it's like all these older dudes, they drama queens. They keep getting injured at the wrong times. And it's just like, all right, man, I'm tired of y'all. I'm ready for the new dudes to come in because y'all getting on my nerves, man. Like, bro, like, I don't know.
This nigga Stop said he tired of all these old niggas. Said, get them the fuck out of here.
Bro, you are ready to go. That's my own thing. That's my only thing about it. You're all ready to go. You're all ready to go.
True.
I get it. You want to update your resume. Bro, you got the best resume. Nobody's going to touch it. Like, nobody's going to touch it. Maybe he just, like, I'm trying to put it far more out, like, more out there because he probably think Pat Mahomes and these dudes probably might break his records or something. I feel like that's why he trying to really do it, because these dudes going to break his records. They're going to break a lot of these records. But, man, I don't know. I'm tired of him. I'm so tired of him, bro. I just wanted everything to be open. I don't want to have to worry about Tom Brady being in the NFC Championship or in the Super Bowl, like, every goddamn year. It's annoying, bro.
Nah.
Shout out to him, though. He's great. He's great. Like, I can't get mad because the man is great, but it's annoying to watch as a fan. Like, cause everybody know what he do. Like, everybody know he get help from the refs and all that. Like, it's annoying, bro. It's annoying, bro. I'm tired of it. Been watching my whole life, bro. I'm going to be 40. He's still going to be playing. Like, bro, give it up. Like, give somebody else a shot.
A 50-year-old Tom Brady dropping back in the pocket is crazy.
Bro, I'm smoking on it. Bro, as a defensive player, bro, you got to feel, like, disrespected. He the GOAT and all that, but at some point, somebody got to go crazy on him. Like, yo, man, get out of here. Bro, I know they protecting the quarterback, so that's going to be hard as hell to do now. But still, man, nah, rough him up, bro. Rough him up this year, like, real rat. All that being nice to him, helping him up when you knock him down. Oh, my fault, Tom. No, man. Stomp on that nigga helmet or something. Like, we wear Dom Kasu when you need him. On the same damn team as Tom Brady. Tom knew. But, nah, I can't do the Tom Brady thing no more. But, yeah.
Yeah, pack Tom Brady up.
Yeah, this year. This
but,
year.
Yeah, they crazy. They signed Von Miller to a crazy deal, but like I said, only $51 million guaranteed. So we're gonna see for sure. Who else was a big contract that we need to talk about, or a big signing, I should say, that we need?
Well, it was a big cut. Julio Jones getting cut, that was crazy.
Yeah,
I get it though. I get it. I definitely get it.
Yeah,
but I did not see that coming though.
Julio might go to Green Bay.
Now you on to something with that. I didn't even think about that.
Julio and Odell might pull up in Green Bay, low key. That's not a bad joint. Although Julio always hurt, but that's not a bad joint. Julio and Odell pulling up to Green Bay. Yeah. You might have something there. might have something there. I don't know.
You got more than something right there.
I don't know.
Like you said, it all depends on them being healthy. But if I'm the Green Bay at this point, you got to do something.
Fact.
You just lost Devontae Adams. Like, so you got to do something. I'm going to sign a big name. I'm going to try to sign some other guys too, just in case. But I'm trying to sign me a big name.
You can't just bank on them two being healthy. But yeah, that wouldn't be a bad joint. That's for sure. That'd definitely be a good joint if they could get both of them.
He's talking about my Eagles fucking cut Fletcher Cox, man. I don't understand that. They did me dirty right before he was old 18 mil. Cut my man. Talking about something they gonna try to rework the contract and sign him back. If I'm him, man. Excuse my language, but fuck the Eagles. Like, seriously, like, I'm out of here. Y'all tripping, bro. I already helped y'all win the Super Bowl. I did what I could do. I was there for 10 years, and y'all going to cut me before y'all owe me $18 million? All right. Right, it's cool. It's a business. I get it. But now I'm going to show y'all it's a business. I'm out of here, player. Like,
facts. We ain't reworking nothing.
Yeah, real rap. Like, I just hope he don't go to, like, nobody in the division and be weird like that. Like, don't be weird like that.
If he say I'm y'all going lost to Washington.
I was thinking he was going to go to y'all. Fuck. Nah, why would he go to Washington? I was thinking he was going to go to the Cowboys. Y'all defense already good. Why
wouldn't you go to Washington? You can play with Montez Sweat and Chase Young.
Because they're not doing nothing, man. They got Wentz as their quarterback, bro. Where you think they going with Wentz as their quarterback? Not a damn place. We done already proved it. We done shown you. He done shown you year after year. Y'all, not even y'all, but they swore he was going to do something with them Colts. And what happened? Carson Wentz. Going to be Carson Wentz. At the end of the day, it don't matter how much you pay him. It don't matter what you put around him. It don't matter if he got an MVP candidate with him in the backfield. It don't matter what you do with that. You can have the best defense in the league. I don't care what you got. If Carson Wentz is your quarterback, you ain't winning nothing, player. Sorry to tell you. I can't wait to play the Commanders. I can't wait to play them. Oh, my Lord. I can't wait to play them. Woo! It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. I can't wait. Oh, my God. Darius Slay picking him off. All our safeties picking him off because we going to sign the Honey Badger. Everybody, we've been real about all our moves and all that. We only signed Hassan Reddick, which was good, from the Panthers.
That was a great signing, by the way.
Great signing. And now we go get Honey Badger. We go draft one of them defensive linemen, Jordan Davis, one of them dudes from Georgia, which I think they released Fletcher Cox. They going to try to get one of them Georgia dudes. They might get two of them. They might draft Jordan Davis and Nakobe Dean.
It's very possible.
Who knows? And then go get cornerback. Go get if they can get Sauce Gardner or one of them dudes, Stingley Jr., he might fall. Who knows? Like, that'd be a sturdy jump.
I ain't going to hold you. I was thinking that too, but where y'all picking the teams?
We picked 15, 16, and 18,
19.
I mean, we can make some.
One of them corners might fall to y'all. But my only concern with that, because I was looking at that too with the Eagles, these corners been going real early lately. The corners and the wide receivers been going real early. Yeah. So who knows? Y'all might trade up for one of them low-key.
That's what I was thinking we was going to do. And then try to get a pick for next year or something like that and try to use one of these picks, like the 19th or the 16th, one of them, and just try to – or the 15th. You know what I'm saying? We might give up that 15th and then try to make something – shake something for, you know, 2023 and all of that. But yeah. I think we need to use those picks this year. Like, I really do think we need to use all three of those picks. And I think we can – if you do it right, we can get impact players. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you go sign Honey Badger, we got Darius Slay, Honey Badger out there. You know what I'm saying? Go re-sign – Steven Nelson or some veteran cornerback, whoever you're going to get. And then draft you a cornerback, draft you a linebacker, and draft you a defensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? And then get whatever you need in the second, third, you know what I'm saying, as far as wide receivers. Because, you know, it's a lot of wide receivers this year. You know what I'm saying? And they might fall. Who knows? It's teams that need offensive linemen. It's teams that might reach on quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Like the Steelers, even though they got Mitchell Trubisky, they still might go get the dude from Liberty, Malik Willis, whatever, who knows? Or they might go Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh. It's you every year, all these dudes act like they experts and they do these mock drafts and they always completely wrong. That's the whole funny part about this whole process. Like, these dudes be on TV 24/7 telling you about who gonna get picked, who gonna get picked. I'm hearing this, and they always wrong. So at the end of the day, we don't know what's gonna really go down. All we doing is sitting here projecting what we, you know, what we want our team to do. So if we do it right, how I want us to do it though, I feel like we'll be all right, man. I feel like we'll be cool, man. But the Fletcher Cox thing really got me though. I'm like, we gotta be doing something. It don't make no sense. Are we trying to sign a big name like Honey Badger or something? Are we trying to free up some money? Which is stupid because we only saved $3 million this year. I think that's what they said. But still, what are y'all doing that for? Like I heard they tried to sign the dude, that's the safety that signed with Marcus Williams, that signed with the Ravens.
Yeah. But 5 years, $70 million.
Yeah, we got outbid. So we got some money and we try and give it out there. So hopefully we go get the Honey Badger. I'm going to speak it into existence, man. Pay that man. Let's go. Let's turn up, man.
Yeah, we're going to see. I think, I don't know. If Howie is half the GM that we've been thinking he is and he got the praise for, y'all going to do something.
They just extended Howie. They just extended him yesterday, though, today.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If he's half the GM that he got all the praise and credit for, he going to do something. He going to pull off something. He got something in his back pocket, bro.
That's what I'm thinking. He do it every year. He does it every year. We always pick up a free agent or pick somebody up in it like right before the season start or during the preseason that nobody expected us to get. So I'm gonna be patient and I'm gonna just chill and wait it out and let my man do him, because we haven't been making no moves. We've been real quiet and it's been scaring me. But I'm like, all right, bro, just relax, bro. How we do this all the time. He sent back, he don't overpay nobody. He waits to the, you know, get the weeds out of everybody getting overpaid and all that, and wait till the prices come down. Or you got something on the sale rack? Oh,
shit, right over there. Y'all might sign Julio or Odell low key.
Nah, I don't want that. I would like Julio. I don't want Odell though. Just because Jalen Hurts is our quarterback, and that's not a shot on Jalen Hurts, but we know how Odell get when he's not getting the ball or he open or whatever the case may be. I don't want that in the locker room with Devontae Smith and our young wide receivers thinking that's how they're supposed to be and all that. And that's no slight on Odell. I swear it's not no slight on him, but I'm just saying this facts. We know how he get, and Jalen Hurts is the most accurate quarterback. So now if he makes that leap, we all know he got the intangibles, but if he make that leap as far as accuracy, then I don't know, but I think Julio will be better. Veteran, come in. We know what he is. Know what he going to do. He did. You know what I'm saying? Him and – because he went to Alabama, right? Yeah. Him and Devontae went to Alabama, so you got that connection. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? Mm-hmm. I would like it. You know what I'm saying? He wouldn't have to do as much. We wouldn't need him to do as much. He wouldn't have to be
– when he healthy, he got to be hooping. I don't know what you're talking about.
He has to be our number one wide receiver. And groom, like, until we groom Devontae, like, if I'm saying, but Devontae is like that, so I ain't really worried about him.
Devontae tough.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
I've just been thinking, well, not always, because he only been in the league for a year, but last year what I was saying was he need a big receiver next to him, not no goddamn Jalen Reagor. He need a big guy. A big guy like Julio, and I agree with you 100%. Odell need to go somewhere with an already established quarterback so they don't get rattled by his nonsense if it starts.
If it starts, I ain't trying to play my man.
Right. Nah, we love Odell. If it starts.
Real rap.
But I'm trying to think. Oh, Baker requested a trade. I don't know why he did that, but he requested.
They already was getting rid of him. That ship has sailed, brother. They was already getting rid of that man. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he going to have people calling, though. He definitely going to have people calling. So, I mean, I don't, where does he go? You know, like, that's what I was thinking about. Like,
Pittsburgh.
They got Mitchell Trubisky. That's the same thing. You literally got the same quarterback.
Borderline, yeah, you're right.
Ain't no borderline. It's the same quarterback.
Houston? Maybe they get rid of Deshaun and Tyrod went to the Giants. So I don't know.
That doesn't move me though. But okay, yeah, okay.
It don't move me either.
That is a fit. That is
I'm just saying they need a quarterback. He need a place to play.
Yeah, that is a good fit. I heard
You heard what?
Nah, I can't see him. I wouldn't trade. Matt Ryan still got it in him. I'm not trading off Matt Ryan for Baker. Bro, I don't know where this dude could go. Yeah, you might be right. Houston might be his best bet.
That's real.
Yeah. Damn, Baker. I'm trying to think who quarterback is cheese butt.
You're shit, though.
Who quarterback is, like, really cheese butt? That, like, you'd be like, because we know Baker is cheese butt, so, I mean, we ain't going to trip, but who worse than Baker? Who would be worse than Baker and he started? And I don't think it's no starters in the NFL that's worse than Baker. He might be the worst ball, like, as a starter.
Yeah, you might be right.
I'm not taking him over anybody. That's a shame. That's your guy, too. Well, it used to be.
Nah, that is my guy. I like Baker, but I don't know what the fuck he doing.
The Colts, maybe?
Possibly.
The Saints?
Possibly. I like Jameis with the Saints, though.
I do, too. I think he going to re-sign with them. I think
I like Jameis with the Saints, bro.
I think they going to miss out on Deshaun. I think Deshaun going to choose Atlanta for some reason. I don't know what it is. Like I said, I think I said this off camera or whatever. I think Deshaun is going to try and choose like a turnip city or something. Like, hey, I don't understand. Why you want to come to Philly? We in a nice little position. We made the playoffs last year. Like, why you want to go to Atlanta? Carolina? Why you want to go there for? I mean, Carolina got weapons, but.
Yeah, I could see Carolina, Atlanta. I get what you're saying. It's like they don't really got, like, a whole bunch there. It's just Atlanta. Like,
and that's disrespectful to Matt Ryan, too, bro. Like, y'all going to trade him over to Houston? Like, that's crazy at the end of his career. Like,
he don't want an MVP. He done been trying to hoop for y'all every season, no matter what y'all give him. Like,
that's doing him dirty.
It's a business, right? It's a business, right? That's why Amari got traded for a fifth and a sixth round pick.
But they was going to lose him, though, bro. Hey, I was thinking that was a dumbass trade, but if you're going to lose him, Amari, they was going to have to cut him. They was going to cut him because they didn't want to pay his bread. Same thing with Fletcher Cox. They wanted to cut him right before, but they was like, let's try to trade him.
But then you pay Michael Gallup $12.5 million a season. It's borderline the same shit. To me, in my opinion, because Amari is a far better receiver.
But does Amari not fade off? And in the most important times, you complain about this, bro, a lot during the season. Does he not fade off at the most important times? Does he not fade off in those fourth quarters, no second halves and stuff like that when you need him? No. Be real. You capping, bro, especially in the second half of the season and stuff. This dude, he's a great receiver. That's cute. Look, he's a great receiver, right? But at the end of the day, he's not consistent. Let's be real, bro. That's why he's been traded. That's why he's been traded multiple times.
That's cap, bro.
Why else
that's
would he be cap. Traded multiple times, bro?
That's cap, bro.
As a great of a receiver you think he is, why would he be traded that many times?
Check the stats.
I know what the stats are. I don't have to check the stats. He the reason why damn Dak got his damn contract. That's not my point. My point to you is, can he keep it up? He doesn't keep it up, bro. He doesn't. We know this. He'll either have a good first half of the season or a good second half of the season. The man will go give you four games. He looking like the best wide receiver in NFL. You know this, bro. Go look at your fantasy football stats from last year. I know you had him on one of your squads and go look at it. You know it. Them games where you needed Amari. He never showed up.
Them games where I needed Amari, Dak threw the ball to the middle of the field because he's inactive.
I'm not trying to hear all that Dak stuff, bro. I'm not trying to hear all of that.
You're going to hear it, though.
I'm not trying to hear that, bro. Like, you're not finna blame that on Dak. So you telling me that's Dak's fault?
I'm not. Hold on.
We know what Dak is. We're not going to get into a Dak conversation. But
I'm not finna blame Dak being inaccurate outside the numbers on Dak.
He's not always inaccurate. Stop it. This season, we've watched Amari drop passes wide open, middle of the field, wide open. Nobody near him. Drop possibly touchdowns. You a Cowboys fan, bro. And I know you watched this. I know you watched it. Go look back at it. This is all facts. All facts. He fades off in those big moments. Dak does too. I'm not arguing that. But come on, bro.
He definitely dropped some passes, bro. I give you that 100%. I give you that 100%. He probably dropped some important passes. I can't recall right now, but I believe you. He probably dropped some important passes. But my thing is, when the going gets tough, Dak start looking at the middle of the field. And who be in the middle of the field? Dalton Schultz and CD Lamb. That's who be in the middle of the field. Those is his, I mean, of course, your tight end is always your safety valve, so I ain't going to get too crazy with that. But Dak loved that middle of the field, bro. I need him to love the outside. What was we talking about the first 2-3 years of Michael Gallup's career? Every time he wide open, Dak missed, overthrow, underthrow, that's something.
That's a fact.
I don't know. I ain't going to blame it all on Dak. You're right. He had a down year. He was also hurt for multiple games, but he had a down year. That's for sure. 865 yards for $20 million. I could see where Jerry coming from. I could see where Jerry coming from.
Like, come on, bro.
I can see where Jerry
coming from. He has to have 1,000 yards. You dig me?
Nah, like, that's facts.
I don't care
that's
what's going on, bro. I don't care about none of that. We watched D-Hop do it. And I'm not saying everybody could beat D-Hop. But what I'm saying to you is, if you're considered one of the best wide receivers, bro, you got to make it happen, bro. I don't care about that. You're supposed to give me 1,000 yards. If I'm paying you $20 million a year, I need 1,000. I need a stack. You can get just a stack. You ain't got to get nothing over it. But I need a stack, bro. You got to give me a stack, bro. I need at least a stack, bro.
At least a stack.
Then I'm going to feel like, all right, that was worth my money. He gave me 1,000 yards. You know what I'm saying? He gave me 1,000 yards, you know, close to, you know, 5-6 touchdowns. I would hope you would have close to double-digit touchdowns, but you know, everybody can't do that. And, you know, other players, you know, that you got to work in the offense, whatever the case may be. But come on, bro, 20 mil. I'm putting that in the playbook. Yo, Dota Coop, Dota Mari. We not doing none of that, bro. We know what these other dudes is. That's cute and all that. But throw that ball to him. He gonna earn that contract. So my thing is, hey, man, Amari with the Browns.
I'm gonna keep it a band, bro. I think this was a setup, low key.
A setup for what?
For Amari to get cut.
On the Browns?
No, on the Cowboys, for them to have to cut him or trade him. I think it was a setup. You get CD. You remember that narrative that they was pushing the whole season that CD was better than Amari? Yeah. CD's the best receiver on the Cowboys, blah, 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 blah. I feel like this was low-key a setup, bro. That's what I feel like. But
he already had this plan. We ain't paying this nigga at the end of the season.
I feel like they already had it planned, bro. I'm not paying him. We going to re-sign Gallup. We got Cedric Wilson. Let's act like CD the best receiver on the team. When we know he's clearly not, but because the same drops you talking about Amari had, CD had those too. He just got more opportunities because that was one of Dak's favorite targets.
But I give you that.
Look, I don't know.
I give you that.
I don't know. I don't really care. Fuck the Cowboys. They still got Mike McCarthy. I holler at y'all like I said. I'm cool. Pass that around. Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, you funny as hell.
Pass that around. What do you say? Pass that Dutchie on that left hand side. No, for real though. Pack him up, man. Oh, damn.
Get your ticket almost hit.
Nah, it's not going to be Franz Wagner. Franz Wagner hit 2 threes. Mo Bamba still got one, though. And Markelle Fultz still got 5 points. He ain't get 10 points. I need him to get 10 points.
He be dishing that rock, bro. You should have did assists. He don't even try.
He got 3 assists.
He probably trying. They probably missing that shit. He be running that offense, though. He ain't be looking bouncy, too. He look like he got his bounce back.
Facts. I mean, it's still a whole nother quarter left, so all I need is 1-3 from Mo Bamba and 5 points from Markel if he in the game. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm done talking about the Cowboys, man. That's a good pickup for the Browns, though. They just need a quarterback now.
Yeah. Maybe Deshaun goes there, though.
Oh, you know who else a free agent that could go to the Packers?
Who?
Jarvis Landry.
Okay, I like that.
Jarvis Landry.
I keep forgetting about him. Yeah. I wouldn't be mad if the Eagles went and got him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
That'd be a nice little pickup for y'all.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at all at that. It's still some names out there, though, bro. You know, the Eagles got to make something happen. We got to shake something. I mean, go try to get Bobby Wagner or something. Some, I don't know. Like, it's some names out there. It's just, I don't want to overpay nobody. I'm not trying to be like the Jaguars, bro. You stuck with some old dude with a whack contract. Please don't follow in the Sixers' footsteps, Eagles. Please, I just beg you. Don't be giving these dudes, old dudes, contracts that they don't deserve, and now we sitting there with all this dead money looking stupid.
Facts. Facts, though. That's super facts.
But I don't know what else. I'm trying to think. What else happened in the NFL?
Me too, bro. I'm sitting here trying to what else was a crazy jump?
I think we hit all the major jumps, to be honest.
Yeah, we might just have to pack this up, bro. Yeah, we just have to pack this up. We already somehow done been on here for almost an hour recording, so.
Word.
You know how it get.
But we gonna have to run it back, bust a U real quick, because obviously it's a lot more stuff that's gonna go down. Like I said, I'm waiting for Honey Badger, where he gonna land, and I'm praying to God, Howie, go get Honey Badger, bro. Pay him whatever he want. Pay him whatever he want. Just throw the bag at him. Now that's a player. I don't care. Throw the bag at him. Go ahead, bro. Come on, bro. Let's get this together. Him and Darius Slay that. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Get one of these young cornerbacks, like I said, out the draft, or get another veteran. We'll be all right, man. But man, I guess we could be a party, man. But we definitely gotta talk about some basketball next episode. We ain't getting to no basketball. My Sixers looking crazy, man. Before we go, I just wanna say this about the Sixers. We can go right after this, unless you got something to say on it.
Nah, go ahead.
Doc Rivers. I'm not going to call him trash because he's like, you know, he's a, you know, Hall of Fame coach. But I just want Doc to get out of his old ways and understand that he's holding us back. He's holding our team back. The last three games, our bench got outscored 140 to 46. George Niang is he's literally our bench. There's nothing besides George Niang on our bench. But there is. Doc just doesn't trust young players. But he's killing me with these veterans, bro. He's killing me. I like Paul Millsap. Okay, that's cute. I like DeAndre Jordan. That's cute. But let the young dudes go out there and run. Because sometimes, not even sometimes, most games, we getting beat in transition, bro. Because right. It's just like the Lakers, bro. Sometimes we be a little too slow. Like, let your young boys eat. Please give Isaiah Joe more minutes. Just give him the minutes. Because you don't know who you want to pick between Shake and Corky. He don't know who he want to pick. Just leave him out of the equation for right now. Let's give this young boy Isaiah Joe some tick. He's a better shooter than both of those guys. And let Paul Reed and these dudes get in, bro, just to give you some energy, bro. Sometimes we just be needing energy and somebody that's going to try to attack the basket. You know what I'm saying? We do too much passing. Too much goddamn passing.
Facts. And
yeah, I'm pretty much – yeah, I'm done. But, yeah, James Harden, I get what he's doing, though. I need everybody to relax. He just trying to – get into the offense and see what's going on. I actually love what he's doing because he wants Tobias to be aggressive, and that's going to help us in the playoffs. He keep trying to kick that shit to Tobias, and I peep that shit. Like, every game, he's kicking it to him. Like, hun, shoot. Even Matisse. Like, hun, catch this oop. Shoot that corner three. So, I'll leave it with that, though, bro. I just had to say that really quick. Doc, he got to tighten up, man, because we're going to get smoked in the playoffs in the second round again.
I ain't got much to say. I spoke about the Sixers in my solo joint yesterday, so.
Definitely did.
I ain't got much else to say on the Sixers, but we're gonna get at y'all, man.